Chumba.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
The lights go down, the picture fires up, and with LG, your couch becomes the front row. From late night streaming to game day watch parties, LG OLED and QNED TVs make every screen moment bigger, brighter, and easier to love. With smart features that feel effortless and sleek design that looks beautiful even when the screen is off. Because when it's LG, movie night doesn't just happen. It becomes the event. Bring the theater home with LG. See the latest OLED and QNED TVs now at LG.com.
This is The Burt Show.
All right, we need you guys to refresh our memory. It's been a couple of years since we talked about it, but Jeff reminded us the Spunk Trees are back.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, here we go.
This is how it goes.
I can tell you how this conversation.
Years ago. Years ago, I made the observation right outside of my house. I would open up the door, and there was this really pungent smell, a very unique smell, and in all honesty, smells like spunk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, dude, spunk. At the time, it was like our first year here when we were talking about it. We had no idea what this tree was, what it was pollinating, but we all knew. As soon as I said the words, everybody knew like exactly what I was talking about.
Right. But every year, everybody thinks it's the Bradford pear, and don't every year we dispute that.
It's not the Bradford pear. How is it going to go, Jeff?
I'll tell you, tomorrow morning
at some point, we are going to have someone on the phone from the Atlanta Botanical Gardens, and it's going to be one of two people. It's going to be the really nice but very nerdy girl scientist, or it's going to be the really bitchy, succinct... This is what it is, and it's not sperm, it's pollen.
I don't think we're even going to get that far. I think somebody will call, because we've done this. We do it like every other year, and we just forget the name of the tree.
Right, because everybody will call and say, it's a Bradford pear, and we'll say, no, it's not. And they'll say, yes, it is, and we'll say, no, it's not. And then we'll say, yes, it is. And then we'll say, we got to get the expert on. And then, like Jeff said, we'll either have the nice one or the mean one on from the botanical gardens, and then they'll tell us what it is, and then we'll forget, and we'll do this all over again.
It's like Groundhog Day every year for us. The spunk tree that was in like on the side of my house, they've cut that down. They have a whole nother community down there, a subdivision now. Mm-hmm. So it was like, it was the king of spunk trees.
Well, I think you were
screwed. So you spelt it all like up and down Windsor Parkway, and it's we're spunkless now.
I think you had more than one, because I think you found like a garden of spunk.
It was bad. I mean, as soon as I would open up the front door, you were hit in the face with spunk.
With the spunk funk.
Mm-hmm. That is the name of a CD, like Spunk Garden, or a band.
It's a band name.
Pungent Spunk.
Pungent spunk. But Jeff must like have it. One around his house, because he brought it up this morning, and you know it when you smell it.
Yeah, I was out of town for the weekend for Jessica's birthday and came in late on Sunday night, and then don't use the front door of the house, but opened the door to let the dog go out and use the bathroom. And as soon as the door opened, it just sucked right in there. And that is not like, it's 11 o'clock at night. My flight was delayed. All I want to do is get into bed, and to have spunk on your face at that's not a good thing for me. Some people may be into that. I'm not.
Tracy doesn't remember it either. She's trying to look it up in the index right now, and the phones have just been dead this week, so we only got like two people calling. But somebody will call and tell us what it is.
Why don't you just Google spunk tree?
I don't think it comes
up. Well, I'd be afraid to do that.
Yeah. Why don't you Google it, Wendy?
You have it on this computer, and it shuts down. No, this computer's already shut down enough this year, so no, I'm good on this one.
I'm afraid to do that.
You just want to wrap this thing up today, Jeff, and just let's call over there now and get our answer.
Because it's not the breath.
And then someone has to be assigned the memory of
you.
This. So we never.
You have a great memory. Come on.
I can't. I'll forget. I can't even remember the magic number every year. I'm definitely not going to remember.
Well, why don't you write it on the crutch, on your crutch, because the rate you're going, you'll still be on them next year.
There'll be a different set of crutches, but there will be crutches.
Well, you guys are mean.
Hey, Zach, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, guys. Love the show.
Thank you, sir. Do you remember the name of the spunk tree?
I'm willing to bet that since it's not the Bradford pear, it's the ginkgo tree.
And it's the female ginkgo tree, not the male ginkgo tree.
Female ginkgo tree.
Female ginkgo tree. For whatever reason, that's not like overwhelming to me with like, oh yeah, that's
it. I don't know if I'd recognize it though if somebody said it. So female ginkgo tree.
I didn't know there were female and male trees.
Yeah, you just got to look on underneath the roots.
I had no idea.
That's something a parent says to a kid and just leaves it alone. And the kid's over there digging the tree out.
Well, just look up in the branches. Are there nuts?
Really?
Yeah.
You laughed at that.
Thank you, Brandon.
Seriously, come on.
Hey, Heather, good morning. You're on Q100.
You're smarter than that, Brandon.
Money.
It's definitely the Bradford pear.
No,
it's not.
We do this every year. It's not the Bradford pear. We do it every year.
It is.
No, honey, it's not.
Every time I go walking in my neighborhood, we have tons of them. And right when I get underneath the Bradford pear, I can smell it.
The spunk tree. No, I'm telling you, Botanical Gardens will call in a couple of seconds and they'll go, again, Bird Show, it's not the Bradford pear.
I think the problem that you're having is that you have a creepy man hiding in your Bradford pears and he's touching himself.
I think this
I'm
is it.
I'm glad that you further explained that because you wouldn't have figured it out.
Lovely.
I think we got our answer. This one, for whatever reason, hits me like this is it. Hey, Catherine, good morning.
Hey, Bird. Hey, Bird Show.
Hey,
good morning.
Hey.
It's a chestnut tree.
Is it the Chinese chestnut?
Chinese chestnut, maybe.
It's a Chinese chestnut tree.
That sounds right. More correct.
I think that's it.
I think you got it. What's your name?
I moved to Georgia. That is just disgusting.
What's your name?
Catherine.
Catherine, you have to remember this for us every year, okay?
Are we sure?
We won't.
I'm positive that's what it is.
We've got five phone lines lit up, and everyone's a different tree.
Yeah, here.
I know, but I remember the Chinese chestnut.
I think it's
reason.
Chinese chestnut.
I think she's right.
Tracy's looking through the index. She'll get answers for us. Hey, Dee, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, y'all. First of all, I'm so glad you say it smells like spunk, because my husband says I'm insane when I say that. But I'm a meter reader, and when the Bradford pear trees get the flowers on them, I like to gag walking around them all day. I can't stand it.
Your
sweetie,
poor husband.
It's not a Bradford pear, though. We did
but
this.
That's all I'm ever around, and when they have the flowers. They're horrible.
We got a call over there again. Everybody thinks it's the Bradford pear, but it's not. And this is almost like we need to tell you so you don't plant these around your house.
Right.
Unless you
but
want.
But I've never called them the spunk. I've always called it the sperm tree.
Right.
Oh, you're gross. What's wrong with you?
That's such a worse word.
Because if you plant all these around your house, you will be enveloped in Spunk Village.
Well, now we'll have to do a Chinese chestnut in the yard with the Bradford pear with the female ginkgo tree.
Mm. No, everybody is hooked on Bradford. It's not, Emma.
Then let's just call. I've got the number.
Emma, it's not. It's not Bradford.
Yes, it is.
No, honey, it's
not.
We do this every year. I'm exhausted.
Maybe, you know what? What if there is a
She's
whole...
exhausted.
What if there are a whole bunch of men who have spunk that smell like Bradford pear trees? So there are two distinct groups.
Are they just hoarding out in the springtime and then frolicking the fields to do that?
No, I'm not saying that they're doing anything. I'm saying that their stuff smells like a Bradford pear. So half the women smell a Bradford pear. To us, it just smells like, you know, Bradford pears. But to them, it smells like their husbands and boyfriends and lovers and one-night stands and the guy in the back of the club.
Whoa.
Okay.
Can we call the gardens?
Do you have the number over there?
Oh.
Go for it. Can we promise this will be the last time we ever do this?
Nope.
No, I can't make that promise.
It's going to be Chinese chestnut.
We're not
going
to remember.
People are mad at it.
How much you want to bet they answer on the half ring?
People are screaming, Bradford's
hair! Thank you for calling the Atlanta Botanical Garden.
You're welcome.
The garden is open Tuesday through Sunday, 9 a.m. until 7 p.m.
If this is the Bird Show, please press 4.
General admission...
One moment, please.
It's a Bradford. We cut one down in our yard from Tara. It's not a Bradford pear.
But obviously Bradford pear stinks. Maybe there's two spunk trees.
Stinks to you, Melissa. Some people like it.
Yeah, no. I would not have that in my yard.
Honestly, I don't even know what a Bradford pear is.
Hi, this is Danny Flanders at the Atlanta Botanical Garden.
Oh, that's my principal.
Now, please leave me a message. Or you can email me at dflanders.
One moment, please. The operator is not available.
They have the same reception as we do.
Well, if we call back between 10:30 and 10:45, they'll put us right through.
I can't get the Botanical Gardens on.
Well, why don't we leave a message for Ned Flanders?
Here's Amy. Good morning, Amy. You're on
Q100. Hey, I just looked it up on the internet, and it gave two trees. One was the Bradford pear, and then the other one was the Chinese chestnut.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe they both stank.
Both smell like spunk. All right.
Okay.
I think
we're going to have to meet a halfway compromise here and say that they're both very similar and that they smell like spunk.
Yeah, because the reason we keep saying that it's not the Bradford pear is because the first year when we called the Botanical Gardens, they said it was not the Bradford pear.
They were angry at us for even insinuating that it might be the Bradford pear. The rarest of all the Bradford bees. All right, so if you're planning on planting a garden or whatever, those are the two you want to stay away from unless you want to live in the middle of Spunkville.
Right. Hey, can we just cut out this conversation and save it for next year at this time and just replay it? Because we're going to have the exact same one.
Right. It is ground. It is Spunk Hog Day.
This is The Bird Show.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games as all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.